One of the common contemporary questions that comes up with regard to Stamyenam, even though this isn't in the wider scheme of things a particularly important issue, but in a narrow halakhic sense, of course it is the question of whiskey that has been matured in sherry casks. That's the whiskey, the ingredients for the whiskey are 100% kosher, but it's matured for often a number of years. That's in casks which have previously been used to store sherry in. The sherry or the wine, it can sometimes be port, that is obviously Stamyenam, not it's Gentile wine. And therefore, does the whiskey become prohibited by virtue of having been stored in the sherry casks and perhaps having absorbed some of the taste of the sherry? So this is an issue which has been dealt with by a number of poskim for the course of the past 50-60 years. I want to present one position which says that it's not a halachic problem, and in the next year to present another position which says that it is a halachic problem. So I want to share with you the comments of Rav Asher Weiss in Minchat Asher, the first Chelek Simon Mem Dalad, where he points out that Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe and also Diane Weiss in Minchat Yitzchak have both addressed this question and said that it's not a problem, but he also wants to weigh in and give his opinion as well. He says that the big question really is whether or not wine is only batel in Shishim, meaning that wine can only be super absorbed, that's, or ignored by being absorbed into something which is has 60 times as much of the other content than there is of wine. The general principle of batel b'shishim, that something doesn't become nullified unless there's 60 times the offending item there. Or is there a special thing with wine, which is that wine is batel b'sheish, that you only need 6 times as much non-wine as you have. As you have wine. So this is a machloket in the poskim, and Rav Moshe and Diane Weiss were of the opinion that it's batel b'sheish. You only need 6 times as much whiskey as there is wine absorbed into the sides of the cask. But nevertheless, there's still a problem, some people suggest, because we've got a principle that something which is there to give taste to something, then afilu be'elef lo batel, it never becomes nullified, because if you can taste it and you want to taste it, so then you can't say that it's nullified and it's ignored. So that's the problem that we have. And Rav Asher Weiss gives 5 reasons why we don't need to be worried. The first reason that he gives is based on the Issa V'Heta, one of the Rishonim, who says that this principle of something not being batel, that unless even be'elef, if it's made for a taste, only applies to something with a sharp or a strong taste, which can be clearly identified, but not something which has just got a mild taste, like wine. Wine only has a mild taste in the whiskey. And in actual fact, the taste of the wine, you can't identify the taste of wine. You just know that it's affected the overall taste of the whiskey. It's contributed in some way, but it's not that you can identify, this is, a particular sherry. I can taste the sherry. It just, softens the taste of the whiskey or smooths it or something like that. So that's the first consideration. That the wine isn't strong enough for us to be able to say, I feel a bit of lo butter. The second point that he makes is based on a Rashba, who says that the only type of taste which causes problems in this regard is something that most people can identify, that's not something which is only identifiable to connoisseurs. And if you give the average person a glass of whiskey that's to taste, or several glasses of whiskey, some have been aged in sherry casks and some haven't, and some are blended and some are not blended, that's the average person might be able to say, I prefer this one to that one. He's not going to be able to say, this is a sherry cask whiskey and that's not a sherry cask whiskey. So therefore, the principle of things never becoming batel if you want the taste doesn't apply in that regard. A third consideration applies. That's is based on comments of Rashi, and Rashi says in Masechet Avodah Zarah that in actual fact, when you've got something with a very strong taste, then it's the bittle, as it were, works in reverse, and the taste of the whiskey is going to spoil the taste of the wine, and therefore the wine can't prohibit anything because it's now got a spoiled taste rather than an enhanced taste. The fourth observation that Rav Osher Weiss makes is that there's a whole machloket amongst the connoisseurs as to really what the sherry casks do and whether it really you really can taste the wine. That's maybe it's just a marketing gimmick. That's you know, if you put on the whiskey tube that you can you know, smell hints of cinnamon, etrogim, hadassim, and plimsolls from Yom Kippur, that's a person will read that and they'll be able to smell these things. If you tell them they can taste the sherry, they'll be able to taste the sherry. If you don't tell them that, they won't be able to. And his fifth point, which is a very big chiddush, but he says that there's no really real concept of not in tam with something that takes a very long time to seep out. That's, we talk about not in tam is if a pot has got a taste, and when I boil something up in that pot, or I leave it in the pot for 24 hours, then it absorbs the taste. Here with whiskey, you know, you're talking about something, it takes, you know, 10 years for the taste of the sherry to be absorbed properly into the whiskey, and that's, you know, there's no such concept of it. It's not in time there, it's just a chemical reaction, that's, and it's not a halachic problem. Just one observation about that last point is that that might be true of certain types of whiskey matured in sherry casks, but now we have second double finish whiskies or sherry finish whiskies where the whiskey is matured not in a sherry cask, but is then has 6 months at the end in a sherry cask to absorb the taste of the sherry, and that's something that doesn't take, you know, years and years. That just takes several months, and maybe you couldn't apply that principle there as far as the sherry finish casks is concerned. But in any event, he says quite categorically that he believes it's not a problem, as did Rav Moshe Feinstein, and as did the Mincha Yitzchak. But in the next year, we'll discover that there are chilukei deot about this, and that some prominent poskim say that it is a problem. Ad kan.